אוקיי, רבותיי. תוקיו בת קידוש לבנה. מוצאי שבת. כתב מרן, This is בפירוש של שולחן ערוך. סימן תף, כף וו סעיף ב'. אין מברכים על הירח, אלא במוצאי שבת. That you do not say ברכת הלבנה, but מוצאי שבת, כשהוא מבוסם ובגדיו נעים. מבוסם למילם. מי שמאסט, יא, ישד עץ זדה, אפטר שייב זדה, אני אומר, מבוסם. ובגדיו נעים. בגדיו נעים, יעני, he's dressed properly. לבוסי פולחורי שבתי תנשא. על כן, הנכון, שבסיום תפילת הערבית של מוצאי שבת, So the proper thing is, לחתחילה, to do it מוצאי שבת. That's what the מחבר says. We are talking about the korbanot, that in the korban also has to, Shabbat has to pass on it, brings a bracha on it, maybe it's also the levana. The harsurat, so מפרמיין קיצ'ית, לחתחילה, the best time would be מוצאי שבת, what we try to do. So, כל הקהל יחד. And it's lechatchila, everybody should say the bracha together. Ki berov am hadrat melech. What's the inyan of like, you know, saying it together? We have a rule. Berov am hadrat melech. The bigger the crowd, the bigger respect for the melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here, you know, if everybody said for himself, you don't have that. But if they say together, berov am hadrat melech. Ve'ulam b'mach choref, but again, during the winter time, שיש חשש that, you know, that if you want to wait till מוצאי שבת, you might lose it, obviously. They should say it earlier, not wait מוצאי שבת. But again, לחתחילה, 7 days should pass on it. קהל שנקבצו מוצאי שבת, right, if they gathered מוצאי שבת לקדש את הלבנה, So, אף אם חסרות מספר שעות להשתמת 7 ימים. So, we said the 7 days that the חתכילה should pass from מולד הלבנה, from the rebirth of the לבנה, it's the חתכילה, it's really מעט לעט. يعني, בסוד 4 שעות, whenever is the מולד. But here, if מוצאי שבת gathered, and it's not completely 7 days ממולד, still, he says, they should say ברכת הלבנה. Because you have a lot of ma'alot that you have Motzei Shabbat, you're not going to have during the week. First of all, ki yarvichu bezeh et ha-ma'ala lezakot et ha-rabim. So you have to realize, a lot of people during the week, they don't, you know, it's Shabbat, they're in shul. So, to be mezakedem, right? Ushev shema yishkehu, and they might even forget. It's like Birkat ha-ilanot, the same thing. It's a good thing to see it on Shabbat, even, you know, are there already. So Baruch Hashem, here we have next door. We have to be understanding of people. Not everybody comes every day to shul. The ones that come to shul on Shabbat, let them, you know, the same thing with Birkat HaLevana. So even if it's not completely 7 days from the molad, they should not wait and they should say it. Again, because it's also Motzei Shabbat and everybody is mevusam and dressed properly. And again, also, Berov Am Hadrat Melech. The bigger the crowd, the bigger respect you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rov HaTzibur Nimtza B'Motzei Shabbat. That's when you get the maximum crowd. Right? So here, even though it's not 7 complete days, Mimolad, they should do it. And stories. Stories from Baba Sali. Baba Sali, I didn't have the zechut to see Baba Sali. Tamid chika me'or Yisrael Baba Sali le'yom bo efshar kvar lekadesh et halvana. Mamash, this was his favorite mitzvah, Baba Sali. Kiddush levana. Ve'yatsa chutzah besimcha. He would go out joy. Ke'eved ha'yotze l'rat rabo. Like a servant that's going out to greet his master. Chodesh echad, once he was in Lyon, in France. You see, a lot of Moroccans, now they're coming to Israel. Because France, Europe is becoming a Muslim continent. But you know, there was time that in a lot of still Moroccan Jews, etc., because it was a colony of France, so they were in France. So once he was there, Belyon, Biyom Acharon Bo Avshal Kadosh Talibana, it was the last day you could do Kiddush Talibana, because once the 15th passes, it's not Kiddush anymore. You can't say it. Right? The deadline is right in the middle of the month. So this was the last opportunity, and it was cloudy in Lyon. So then, and he was very upset. So somebody told him, right, in Marseille, it's a different city in France, there it's not cloudy. Merchak shel 380 kilometer. 80 kilometer. So right away, right, he took a fast train, and he went from Lyon to Marseille. And he did mamash b'misru nefesh b'kat halava. Here we don't, Baruch Hashem, you know, one of the, some of the advantages of Los Angeles, one is b'kat halavana, Baruch Hashem, you almost never miss, and also Sukkot, we have the best weather. We have to appreciate. So this is one story. Another story, once in Yud Dalet Kislev Tashyag, he was in one of, by one of Salmidim, Rav Yishashish, in Paris also, he was there. And again, he wasn't Gadesh, it was in France. So then, ולוזוח על גדש תלבנה באותו חודש, בשעה שתיים אחר חצות, העיר לפתע את תלמידו. And so 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, he wakes up his Talmid, ואומר לו שגילו לו מן השמיים. מן השמיים, he got a message, that it's not cloudy. Mamash, he was in his dream. They got up and they said, "Birkat Halevana." Right? So another case, he was again in Paris, and he was in the house of Chatanur of David Busso. Now one of the ministers of the Israeli government, it's Busso, I don't know if he's related to Baba Sali from Shas. Maybe he is. So he, from the fifth floor, he was coming down to, you know, al menat la'aruch to do birkat halevana. So amru lo ba'derech shehashamayim me'unani, he told him, "Saba, don't waste your time. It's cloudy." Aval hu lo atzar. He didn't stop. When he came to the chatzer, he bit klape ma'ala. He looked to shamayim. ובתנועת יד הסית לצדדים את העננים. With his hands, he motioned, and the clouds separated. ממש, it's like opening a curtain. כמי שמסית וילון מעל חלון ביתו, עד שכל הרכבים גברו, until everybody said ברכת הלבנה, and then, right, again it became cloudy. And whoever was in that מעמד, טעם, טעמה של קבלת פני, this is ממש, קבלת פני שכינה, פשוטו כמשמעות. There are so many stories. So now, once, Rav Tzvi Chakak, he was the Shamash of Rav Ovadia. So he says, once he was waiting for Rav Ovadia, חיכו לברך ברכת הלבנה. He says it was cloudy, and they couldn't say ברכת הלבנה. And somebody said to Rav Ovadia, that there are stories about Baba Sali, etc., shehesitu et ha'ananim bidehem, that they moved the clouds with their hands, like the story that you just said. So they said, ulai gam Maran, Rav Ovadia should do the same thing. Ach Maran tzachak v'amar Rav Ovadia, he laughed and he said, hine, tir'u, gam ani oseh ke'en v'klum lo ozer. You're going to see, I'm going to do this and nothing is going to help. It happened to Rav Adi also. Rav Adi, it's not going to happen, but to him also it happened. That, you know, he moved the clouds and they were able to say Birkat HaLevana. So again, Baruch Hashem here, you know, we are lucky that we are able to say, should look forward to it and not to miss this mitzvah yekara biyoter. Rabbi Chananya ben Arashi omer ratza. Hakadosh Baruch Hu.